Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Spartan Mindset. We're all about crushing it every day, living with purpose, and becoming the best versions of ourselves, right? But let's be real for a second. Ever feel like you're constantly pushing yourself to the limit, striving for perfection, but somehow always falling short? You know that feeling when you compare yourself to others and suddenly your achievements seem tiny, like pebbles on a giant beach? Today, we're diving into something super important, something that can actually be the secret weapon to unlocking true happiness, self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another fluffy feel-good podcast, hear me out. Self-compassion isn't about being a pushover or giving yourself free passes. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support that you would offer to a good friend who's struggling. Think of it as building an inner circle of one, someone who has your back no matter what. So, let's get into five key takeaways on why self-compassion is absolutely vital for achieving real happiness. Number one, self-compassion helps you bounce back from setbacks. Life throws curveballs, that's a given. When you fall short of expectations, or things just don't go your way, how do you react? Do you beat yourself up, spiral into negativity, and let it derail your entire day? Or do you acknowledge the setback, learn from it, and move forward with grace and resilience? Self-compassion is that superpower that helps you dust yourself off and keep pushing towards your goals. Number two, it reduces stress and anxiety. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train, constantly racing with thoughts of what-ifs and should-haves? Self-compassion acts like a calming balm on that inner chaos. When you're kind to yourself, you create a sense of peace and acceptance, even amidst the craziness. Number three, self-compassion fuels self-love. Now, I know what you're thinking. Love myself? Logan, please. But seriously, loving yourself doesn't mean being narcissistic or constantly praising your every flaw. It means accepting yourself, imperfections and all, with warmth and understanding. It's about acknowledging your strengths, embracing your weaknesses, and treating yourself with the same respect and dignity you would offer anyone else. Number four, it builds stronger relationships. Think about it. How can you truly connect with others when you're constantly judging and criticizing yourself? Self-compassion creates a sense of authenticity and vulnerability that allows genuine connections to blossom. When you accept yourself, you create space for others to do the same, leading to deeper and more meaningful relationships. Number five, self-compassion unlocks your potential. Remember that friend who always puts themselves down, never takes risks, or dreams big? Yeah, they're holding themselves back. Self-compassion gives you the courage to step outside your comfort zone, pursue your passions, and become the best version of yourself. It's about believing in yourself even when the world tells you otherwise. Okay, now let's talk real life. Picture this. You're prepping for a big presentation at work, and butterflies are fluttering around like they're auditioning for a Broadway show. Your mind is racing with doubts. What if I freeze up? What if I forget everything? You start to spiral into a pit of self-criticism, telling yourself you're not good enough. But hold on. Here's where self-compassion steps in. Instead of berating yourself, take a deep breath and acknowledge those feelings. Say something kind to yourself. Hey, it's okay to feel nervous. Everyone gets butterflies before big events. Then, remind yourself of your past successes, the skills you've honed, and the preparation you've put in. You've got this. Self-compassion isn't about denying challenges or pretending everything is perfect. It's about facing them with kindness, understanding, and a belief in your own ability to navigate through them. Remember, happiness isn't about achieving some mythical state of perfection. It's about embracing the journey, learning from our experiences, and treating ourselves with love and compassion along the way. So, let me ask you this. Are you ready to cultivate that inner circle of one? Are you ready to unleash the power of self-compassion and create a life filled with genuine happiness? If so, share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, leave a review, and join us on our Spartan Mindset journey. Because remember, when we train our minds and hearts with compassion, we not only unlock our own potential, but inspire others to do the same. Until next time, keep pushing forward, keep striving for greatness, and always, always be kind to yourselves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.